Today's daf is Brochis Daf Chof Hey. We are 19 lines from the bottom of Daf Chof Dalet Amud Beis, the two dots, Tanu Rabbanan. Today's daf is being learned as a Schos Refuah Shleima for Shlomo Ben Sara Aliza. So today's daf is another very long daf that deals with halachos of Kriya Shema, and for the most part, rather technical halachos. So a little bit of an introduction to today's daf. The pasuk in Parshas Ki Tzeitzei discusses Ki Tzeitzei la milchama, specifically Ki Tzeitzei machane aloi vecho, if the Yidig are not going to go out to fight a war, then ishmarta mikol davara. You have to be careful to protect yourself so that you don't find yourself in a vulnerable position. Rashi says the Satan is mekatreg b'shasa sakonos. If the Yidden are going out and fighting, they're camping now, literally in battle, they have to be extra careful. The pasuk talks about different things they should be careful of. One of the things it says, v'yosei tiyalecha al azeinecha. In addition to all the weapons that you're going to have when you're fighting, you should have another tool. This tool is a yosed. What are you going to do with the yosed? If you're going to have to go to the bathroom, you're going to have to sit. Tsoya gedolim v'chafartoba. You should use the yosed to dig. V'shafto v'chiseso asay yosecha. And then take the dirt that you dug up and use that to cover the tzaya, says the pasuk. The reason this is so critical is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be escorting you when you're fighting your wars. La'atzilcha, to save you. So you have to make sure that your machane is going to be kaddish. If there's going to be tzaya, it's not going to be kaddish. The pasuk continues and says, you also have to make sure that you don't see any erva v'shav me'acharecha. Chazal learned from here two halachas, the two halachas that permeate, that underpin today's daf, and that is that if you're going to say a davar shabikdusha v'hoya machanecha kadosh, you have to make sure two things. Number one, there's no tzaya. V'chafartoba v'shafto v'chisisa es tzayasecha. So you have to cover any tzaya if you're going to recite a davar shabikdusha. Number two, if you're going to recite a davar shabikdusha v'lo yira b'cha ervas davar, you can't be in the presence of erva. So if you're going to say a davar shabikdusha, such as kriyishma, such as Torah, such as tefillah, you have to make sure that you're not in the presence of tzaya, v'chisisa et tzayasecha, and then v'hoya machanecha kadosh. You also have to make sure that you're not in the presence of erva, v'hoya machanecha kadosh, v'lo yiyah b'cha ervas davar. As it relates to the nuances and the subtleties of this halacha, that is today's daf. Says the Gemara Tanu Rabbanan, oh, yashin b'talisoy. If somebody was lying in bed and he wasn't wearing any clothing, he was completely arum, and it's very cold, so his entire body is underneath his blanket. He wants to say kriyishma. So what should he do? There's an etzah. What he could do is he could remove his head from underneath the talus, underneath the blanket, and then say Kriya Shema. If he's going to take his head out of the blanket, even though he's not wearing any clothing, but right now he's not roya sa erva. He doesn't see his erva because his head is outside of the blanket. His erva is underneath the blanket. So in that instance, it's okay to say Kriya Shema. The Yeshayim, some say Ali Boy, that it's not enough for him to take his head from outside of the blanket, but rather his lave, his heart, also has to be outside of the blanket. Says the Gemara, the Tanakama Hare Liboy roya sa erva. It sounds like the Tanakama doesn't have a problem with that. Why not? Luchura, if his heart, his lave, and his erva both underneath the blanket, so what comes out is that even though he himself can't see his erva, but his lave could see his erva, shouldn't that be a problem? So the Gemara says, no, kasav alibay roya so erva muter. It's not okay if you see your erva with your eyes, but if it's only your lave that's roya so erva, then it's not going to be okay. So you see an idea that you can't recite Kriya Shema when you're roya so erva, even if it's your own erva. What's the makar? It's the pasuk that we just said. V'hoya machanecha kadosh, kriyish mazadovah shal v'kedusha, v'lo yir b'cha ervas davar. Another thing you see is that there's an idea of not only can't you see the erva, meaning can't your eyes see the erva, seeing in the physical, the literal sense, but there's also a concept of libay roya erva. It sounds like that in this braisa there was a machloikis. Is there a problem of libay roya erva, or is there not a problem? The Tanakhama said, as long as your head is outside of the talis, everything is fine. Even though libo is roya sa'erv. V'yesh oimrim al libo, some say that no, you have to make sure the lev is not roya sa'erv. If somebody was walking in a place where there were things that were unclean, maniach yodei apiv, and he was saying kriya shema. So the question is, does he stop saying kriya shema? So somebody's walking, mahalich, we'll see, that's important, and he's b'mevayis ha'metun office. He's in an unclean place. So should he continue saying kriya shema or not? Rav Yochanan said, Rav Huna said, I heard it from him. You could put your hand on top of your mouth and say kriya shema. Putting your hand on your mouth is like a mechitza of some sorts, and that's enough for you to be able to say, oh, Rav Chizda said, holy kid. A lashon shvuah. He said, I swear. He told Rav Huna, you're telling me that this is what Rav Huna said? Had I heard it directly from Rabbi Yochanan, I still want to believe him. Some say, I'm a Rabbi Bar Bachana, Rabbi Shua ben Levi. It wasn't Rav Huna in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, same halacha, but rather it was Rabbi Bar Bachana who said this in the name of Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Again, same halacha. Somebody was walking in an unclean place. He could say Kriyashma as long as he covers his mouth. And Rav Chizda, the same Rav Chizda, told Rabbi Bar Bachana that you're telling me that this is what Yeshua ben Levi said? Im Amrali, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, he swore again, well, they came. If Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi would have told it to me directly, Bepume, with his own mouth, I wouldn't have listened. Did Rav Huna really say this? Now, Rav Huna said here from Rabbi Yochanan that it's okay to say Kriya Shema in a dirty place, as long as you cover your mouth. Says the Gemara, can't be. Because Rav Huna said, Talmud Chacham, asr le'lamay b'makam hatinoifes. It's also for a Talmud Chacham to even stand in a makam hatinoifes. Why? Because what does a Talmud Chacham think about? He thinks of learning. And you're not allowed to be maharer b'divrei Torah b'makam hatinoifes. Here, Rav Huna said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, you could even say Kriya Shema b'makom hatinoifes, as long as you cover your mouth. And here, Rav Huna said that it's also to even stand there. Forget about Kriya Shema, because you might be Mahara b'divrei Torah. So the Gemara says, like Kasha, kan ba'oimed, kan b'mahalech. You have to be medayik every word. When Rav Huna said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, it's okay to say Kriya Shema b'mavoyis ha'am, what was his lashon? Hayim mahalich. He was walking. When Rav Huna said that it's not okay for a Talmud Chacham to even be b'makom hatinoifes, what was his lashon? Asur lo lamoid. It's two different halachas. To walk is okay. You're passing by, even though you're passing through mevoyis hametunafes, as long as you cover your mouth, you can even say Kriya Shema. But to stand, to be kavua, that's not okay, even if you're not saying Kriya Shema, simply because you may be maharer, which is lav kedivur dami, but you may be mahari b'divrei Torah. The Gemara says, "Me am Rabbi Yochanan hachi. How about Rabbi Yochanan? Did Rabbi Yochanan say Rav Huna said this halacha that it's okay to say Kriya Shema b'mevoyis hametunafis as long as you cover your mouth?" He said it in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, according to one version of the Gemara. Says the Gemara, how could Rabbi Yochanan have said this? Well, I'm a Rabbi Bar Bar Chana, I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Bar Chana said the name Rabbi Yochanan. B'chol makom mutar lahari b'divrei Torah, chutz mi beis ha-merchetz mi beis ha-kisei. Then Rabbi Yochanan said that you're not even allowed to be mahari b'divrei Torah in a beis ha-merchetz and a beis ha-kisei. Why? Because these are dirty places. So certainly the same is true for mevoyis ha-metunafis. Again, it's the same question. How could Rabbi Yochanan say that you could say Kriya Shema b'mevoyis ha-metunafis? Here Rabbi Yochanan said you can't even be mahari b'divrei Torah. Says the Gemara, maybe you'll say the same teretz. Kam be'oimed, kam be'mahalich. When Rabbi Yochanan said it's not okay, he was talking about if you're in one place. Where Rabbi Yochanan said it is okay, he was talking about where you're moving. Have a cause of us, Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Avoh was once passing, he was walking behind Rabbi Yochanan. Have a cause, kari kriyishma. And he was saying kriyishma. Kimata b'mavoyis hametunafis ishtek. Then he came to a dirty place, and Rabbi Avoh, on his own, stopped saying kriyishma. He assumed there's no way you could say kriyishma there. Amalei the Rabbi Yochanan, and then when he passed, so he turns to Rabbi Yochanan, and he said, Le'heichon ahader, where should I go back? I stopped in the middle of kriyishma, so I have to go to the beginning. Like, what am I supposed to do now? Rabbi Yochanan gave him a halacha. He said, he said, if you waited so long that you could have, in that time, finished Kriya Shema, you have to go back to the beginning. What's the kasha? The kasha is, Rabbi Yochanan should have told Rabbi Avoh, you're fine, you have no problem. Meaning you weren't even supposed to be mafsik because you were moving, and because being that you were moving, even though you were traveling through Mevois Hametunafos, it would have been okay. So here we have a stira in Rabbi Yochanan, and you can't answer one is b'mahalich, one is ba'omid, because in this latter story where Rabbi Yochanan again seems to be taking on the stringent opinion that it's not okay, it's talking clearly where Rabbi Avoh, the Shayel, was walking. So the Gemara says, a very simple answer. Hachi kamad le. No. Rabbi Yochanan told Rabbi Avoh like this. Lidi dilei svirli. To me, this whole thing was a mistake. You could have continued saying Kriya Shema as long as you would have covered your mouth. But according to you, it's a problem. Okay, so then you want to know what the halach is. This is the halach anytime you're mafsik in the middle of Kriya Shema. As it relates to my understanding of the halach, this wouldn't have been a problem in the first place. So we have a machloikis. We have a machloikis between Rav Huna in the name of Rav Yochanan. Some had it as Rabbi Bar Bar Chana in the name of Rav Shua ben Levi on the one hand, and Rav Chizna on the other hand. What's the question? Somebody's going through Mavois HaMetunafois. Is it okay as you're moving, not to stop, but as you're moving, to say Krishma? According to Rav Huna, I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Bar Bar Chana, I'm Rav Shua ben Levi. It's okay as long as you cover your mouth. According to Rav Chizna, it's not okay. Says the Gemara, Tanya Kavasi de Rav Huna. That's the first opinion. Tanya Kavasi de Rav Chizna, the second opinion. Tanya Kavasi de Rav Huna, I'm Halak Mavois HaMetunafois Medech Yodah, I'll pivot you Krishma. If somebody's going through a dirty place, put your hand on your mouth and say Krishma. That's clearly that halacha. Tanya kavasi d'Rav Chizda, hayu mahalach mavayis hametunafos, lo yikur kriyishma, it's not okay. V'lo yoyit, eloshem hayu koyre, uba, poisek. Not only that, if you're in the middle of saying kriyishma, you have to stop. Meaning, not only is it not okay to start saying kriyishma, b'mavayis hametunafos, but even if you're in the middle of saying kriyishma, like Rav Avo did, you would have to stop. Loy posak mai. What happens? According to this, Tanya Kavase, according to Rav Chizda Shita, that it's not okay to say Kriyishma, the Mavois Hametunafos, even if you're covering your mouth. So what happens if you stop, or if you didn't stop? Amram Yasha, Bar Berid, Rav Shua ben Levi, all of Akasa Voimer. So there's a few psukim that we can attribute to this yid. The first pasuk is in Yecheskel Perek Chav. V'gamani nosati lohem, chukim lo toivim, u'mishpatim lo yichyu bohem. That sometimes a person could do a mitzvah, and because of the mitzvah, lo yichyu bohem, like a mitzvah baba avera. Concept. This person is saying Krishma, and because of the fact that he's saying Krishma, lo yichyu bahem, he's going to be punished because he said Krishma in a place he wasn't supposed to say Krishma. Rav Asi said, all of our kosovim are a different pasuk. A pasuk in Yeshaya Perikei. Hoy moishchei ha'ovim bechavle yashav. There are people that they pull a virus on them with chavle yashav, with ropes that are very, very thin. Meaning, he took a thin rope. What did he do? What was his avera? He said, "Kriyishma b'mavayis hametunafos." There's no major yetzahara to do that, and as a result of that, he piled on averas to himself. You know what? Pasuk is attributed to this yid. Kidvar Hashem baza. Then pasuk says gramaschar. What if the person does stop in the middle? Kriyishma. Omer abba. Vo all of akasav oimer ubadover hazeh tarichu yomer. Rashi says ki dvar Hashem baza dvar miloshen dibur. The dibur over here is kriyishma ubadover hazeh again miloshen dibur tarichu yomer. Amar Rav Huna. So again, this whole daf is meinyan leinyan ba'oisa inyan. Oisa talisa chagura leah masnav. What if somebody was wearing something around his hips, meaning he was wearing clothing from his waist down? Mutter likreis kriyishma. It's okay to say kriyishma. Why? Because again, you have a mechitza, you have a separation, a hefsik between your erva and your lev and your eyes. Tanya nami hochi ois talisa shel beged. If someone had a talis, whether it was made out of beged, which is cloth, shalor was made out of leather, vishal saki was made out of sackcloth. Chagura masam mutar likreis kriyishma. Aval tefila, but when it comes to tefila, it comes to shmoyne asrei ad sheyechaseh eslipa. That's not enough. So the standard for tefila is higher than it is for kriyishma. For kriyishma, you have to make sure you don't see erva. What does that mean? So you can't see erva. Maybe even your lev can't see erva. That was a yeshayim. What about tefila? Litfila achi yechases liba. You physically have to cover your lev. Says Rashi, the top Rashi on the Yomid. Aval litfila tzaruchu laharis etz atzmai ka'oymid lefay ha'melach. When it comes to tefila, you have to act as if you're standing in front of the king. V'lamoy be'ema. Aval kriyishma. But when it comes to kriyishma, enoy medaber lefay ha'melach. Interesting. So, of course, when you're saying kriyishma, you're being makabel o malcha shemayim, you're being makabel o mitzvahs, you're making a declaration, Hashem elokeinu Hashem echad. But you're not standing in front of the king. You're in shul. You are wherever you are. It just so happens that the Kabbalah that you're making is very much about the Melech, but you're not necessarily standing in front of the Melech. That's the nuance. Tefila, you're oymed lifnei ha-melech. You're in the Oval Office, so to speak. That's the difference. And as a result, there's certain halachas. You can't walk into the Oval Office without wearing a shirt. So even though for Kriyishma, it's okay, it's just that you're making a Kabbalah about the Melech. Okay. The fact that your lev is exposed, it's b'di'eved b'seder. But to stand in front of the melech that way is not b'di'eved b'seder. And that's the difference between kriyishma and tefila. So it's an interesting idea because even though kriyishma is pashtus de raisa, and tefila is pashtus, the rabbanon, but you find many chumras and tefillah that you don't have in Kriyat Shema. And for the most part, those chumras are underpinned by this Rashi. Because tefillah, you're standing in front of the king. Kriyat Shema, you're not standing in front of the king. You're being mekabel, oil malchus shemayim, but you're not physically in the presence of the king. We'll get back to this later. Amrav huna, shachach v'nichnas b'tefillah. The Beis HaKisa, what if somebody by mistake walked in wearing his tefillin to a Beis HaKisa? So we learned a whole long daf gemara that spoke about these halachas. So here, after that whole daf, the guy walked into the Beis HaKisa wearing his tefillin. So what should you do? You should cover the tefillin until you finish doing what you have to do. Says the Gemara, you could spend like a lot of time there. So the Gemara says, no, meaning the first amud that you should do, and then afterwards you should clean yourself up and leave, take your tefillin off, and then go back to the bathroom. Says the Gemara, if it lifts like the altar, why would we even give the person the right to finish the Amud HaRishon V'leikum? If someone has to go to the bathroom, G'daylim, and he holds himself back, it could bring L'idei HaDroikin. Rashi says that's some sort of abdominal illness. Siloy Nachoizer, if somebody has to go Kitanim, he's in the middle of urinating and he stops. Maybe it's a adam li deyirokin, a different type of illness. It saya al basaray. What if somebody has saya on his flesh? Oyadoy on his hand. Munachas bebesa. Oyadoy munachas bebesa kisa. Or if his hand was in the besa kisa. Ravuna amam what the liquor is kriyishma. Ravuna said it's okay to say kriyishma. Rav Chizam also liquor is kriyishma. So you have a person that either had saya on his hand or he had his hand inside the Beis HaKisa. So can you say Kriyat Shema or not? Machloikis again. Rav Huna said it's mutter. Rav Chizda said it's aser. If you notice, there'll be many machloikis in now between Rav Huna and Rav Chizda regarding these halachas of Kriyat Shema. In all cases, Rav Huna was mekel, Rav Chizda was machmer. Rav Huna in the first sugya said in the name Rav Yoichanan, you could say Kriyat Shema b'mevayis ha'metun afayis as long as you cover your mouth. Rav Chizda said it's not okay. Time to bust Rav Huna. Time to bust Rav Chizda. Here again. So Rav Huna said that it's mutter liquor, it's Kriyat Shema if you have Tsoya al Basaray. Rav Chizda said it's not okay. Oh my Rav, my time is Rav Huna. Why is Rav Huna hold this okay? Because the pasuk says, Koila neshama tahalel ka. You know which part of the person is mahalel Hashem? It's the neshama. Rashi says, hapeh v'hachoytem. It's the organs through which you breathe. Your mouth, your nose. Those are the organs of the person that are inclusive in tahalel ka. So if you have tsoya, one of those organs, it's a problem. But if it's on your hand, I'll be sorry that it's not a problem. Rav Chizda, ma asalik yis kriyishma. My time with Rav Chizda, dechsev kolat smoy say termarna, Hashem yichamoycha. It's not only kolat neshama, but it's kolat smoy say termarna. So it comes out that there's a machlokes amirah if you could say kriyishma with tsoya on your bosom. Now the truth is that right now, okay, maybe you can live with that. But after learning the next Gemara, it's going to be very hard to understand what this machlokes amirah is. Because it's clear that tsoya is a bad thing when it comes to the halachas of kriyishma. It smells, you can see it. So you have to say, the Rishonim speak this out, that hacha b'mayaskina, where number one, it was covered, so you didn't see it. Because if you saw it, it's for sure a problem. Number two, it didn't smell. Because if it smelled, it would also be potentially a problem. So again, we have tsoya al besaray, where you can't smell it and you can't see it, and it's on one of the organs that are not kila neshama tahaloka. That's the machlokes. Rav Huna was mekel, Rav Chizda was machme. Itma reyach ra sheyesh loy ikar. So this tsoya, it's coming from a source, meaning this real tsoya. And it has a bad smell. Rav Huna Amar, Rav Huna said, Marchik Dalet Ames V'Kerek Kriyishma. Again, Rav Huna was Mekel. He said, go Dalet Ames away from it, and it's okay to say Kriyishma. Rav Chizda said, no, Marchik Dalet Ames V'Moshe Pasuk Arech. You can't just walk away Dalet Ames. If it still smells, it's a problem. You have to go Dalet Ames Mimokim Shepasuk Arech, where it doesn't smell anymore. Rashi speaks out, and again, these are important if you want to get the nuances of all the different cases the Gemara is going to say, that hacha b'mayaskinon, where the tzaya was behind you. And because it was behind you, again, you couldn't see it. Because if you could see the tzaya, it's always going to be a problem. It can go 40 amas away. If you could see it, it's a bayah. But again, we're talking about where you couldn't see it. It was behind you. It's tzaya. There is an ikker. There's a reyach. I can't see it. So is it enough that I'm dalet amas removed from it? That's a Kula, that's Rav Huna Shita. Rav Chizda says you have to go away further. Dalet Amos mimakom shepasuk harech. Tanya kavasi to Rav Chizda. You can't say Kriyat Shema. Like you're not going to say Kriyat Shema. Not if you're in the presence of Soyas Adam, that's human excrement. V'loy keneged soyas klavim, if it's from dogs. V'loy keneged soyas chazerim, if it's from pigs. V'loy keneged soyas tarnegoylim. V'loy keneged soyas ashba. Sheirecharot, these things all smell bad. Now that halach is talking about where you could see it. So if you could see it, you can never be in its presence. What if it was 10 tvachim above you, 10 tvachim beneath you? Yoyishu b'tzid of a kara kishma, then it is okay. V'imlav, if you're on the same playing field, marchik v'loyenav, then you have to make sure you can't see it. V'chein l'tfilah, the same is true with regards to tefillah. Okay, this is not the tiny kavasli. That wasn't the case. This is a case where you could see it. The machloikis Ravuna Rav Chizda was where you couldn't see it, where it was behind you. This is where the tiny kavasli kicks in. Reyach ra sheyesh le'ikir. What if there's a reyach ra? It has an ikir and you can't see it. Marchik dalet amos mimakim ha-reyach v'koyre kriyishma. Whose shita was that? You have to go four amos, not from the tzaya, four amos from where it stops smelling. That's Rav Chizda shita. That's tanya kavasli. The Rav Chizda, Amar Rava. Rava said, "Leis hilchasa ki hamas nisa." The halach is not like that, Brisa. Elo ki hadatanya lo yikra adam kriyashma loy kineged soyas adam, v'loy kineged soyas chazerim, v'loy kineged soyas klovim bezman shenasan eres l'soicher. Rava said, "There's one line in that Brisa that's not true lahalacha." The Brisa equated all different soya, meaning it's all the same. It sounds like soyas adam, soyas klovim, chazerim, tarnegoylim. Rava said there's a brisa somewhere else that said that the tzoya of a chazer and the tzoya of a kelev is different. For some reason, that tzoya in and of itself is not a problem. It's only bizman shenasan oirois l'soicha. So apparently, part of the tanning process was that they would take the skins, the hides that were being tanned, and they would mix it together with the tzoya of a chazer and the tzoya of a kelev. And then it would start smelling really, really bad, really putrid, and it's only that type of tzoya which is a problem. The Brisa doesn't say that. The Brisa puts all these tzoyas together. So that's where Rava said, Leis hilchasa ki hamasisa. Boy, my name is Rav Sheshes Rechro, She'en lo yikar ma'o. What happens if there's a bad smell, but there's no ikar? So, for example, somebody passed gas. So it smells bad, but at the same time, there's no ikar. Amal Luhus, he told him, Asu Chazi, he says, I'll bring you a Mefurash Araya. He says, go take a look at Hani Tzifi, the Bey Rav. He says, look at the mats that you have in Bismedrish. The Hani Gari, you have some people sleeping. The Hani Garasi, you have other people's learning. The people that are sleeping, you know, sometimes inadvertently pass gas. And the oil continues learning. So you see, it's fine. But the Gemara says, the Hani Milu Divrei Torah, okay, you have to read the fine print. Number one, this is only for learning. I will be Kriyish Maloi, Kriyish Mas Mochamer. With the Divrei Torah, and Amiloi Amar, even when it comes learning, it's only a dechavre, somebody else. I will be there, yourself, light. That's not the halacha itma. Tzoya oiveres. What happens if you're in the presence of tzoya, but the tzoya is oiveres? The tzoya is passing through. So earlier we had a halacha where you're passing through the mevayin sametunafis, you're saying krishma, you cover your mouth, ravunurup. Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Chizda, Tanya Kavasi, Tanya Kavasi. Here we have with the Tzoyas passing through. Abaye Amar Abaye said, "What to Likris Kriyishma?" Then it's fine. Oh, the Tzoyas passing through, no worries. Rav Amar Rava said, "Asa Likris Kriyishma." It's not okay. Amar Abaye Menor Midol. How do I know this? Did Tanad? He learned it from a Mishnah Masechtis Negayim. So we're learning a halacha about Tzoya in Hilchas Kriyishma, the third parak of Masechtis Brachis. And Abaye was Mimercha Ktavi Lachma. He said, "I have a raya from Negayim Parak Zayim, literally from Cedar Shining." So what was his raya? There was a tamei, not just any tamei, but a mitzayra. He was standing underneath a tree. And there was a person that was tar. He passed through the tree. The halachi is tamei. The tahar, you have to know where to put the commas here, becomes tamei. The reason is because a mitzayra is mitama ka'oil, not literally ka'oil like a mace. Different nuances, but there's a concept of tumas oil. A mitzvah is chashiv kemes. But there's a concept of tumas oil as it relates to a mitzvah. What if the Torah was standing? The tamei over, and the tamei was passing through. Then the halach is tahar. The im amad tamei. But if the tamei who was being over stopped, then it would be tamei. The same is true if this was an evan, a stone that was afflicted with negan. The halach would be the same. Meaning, what do you see from here? You see that a mitzayra is mitama ba'oil, but only if the mitzayra is in one place. If the mitzayra, if the tamei is oimed, then it has an ability to convey tuma. But if it's over, it's not a problem. So Abaye said, oh, just like regarding tumas oil of mitzayra, if the mitzayra is passing, he can't be mitama. If he's standing, he could be mitama. So tzayra is the same thing. If the tzayra is passing through, it's not a problem. If it's in one place, then it is going. Rava argued with Abaye. So what does Rava hold? Rava, amal chasam bikfiyusa talya milsa. Now, there it's a whole different halacha. The whole Makar, that a Metzora has an ability to be Metame Ba'oil, is related to the fact that a Metzora that's Kavua in a place, then he could be Metame. D'chsev Bodod Yeshev Michutz L'machana, Moishavai Hacha. If it's Moishavai there, that's where you have this halacha. But as it relates to Kriyashma, V'hoya Machanecha Kodesh Omerachmano, this is related to V'hoya Machanecha Kodesh Valeko, and that's not a problem. Meaning, what are you stelling to the Tumas oil of a Metzora to Tzoya? It's two completely different halachas. Amrapa. Pichazir, Gitzoya Iveris. The mouth of a pig is like Tzoya Iveris. The assumption is that the chaz is moving and his mouth is if there's a chaz moving, walking by, that's Tzoya Chazir. His mouth is Tzoya. The Gemara says Pshita. That's Poshit. Loitzricha, Avagaf the Salik Benar. Even if he just emerged from the Nahar, meaning he just mouthwashed, he just brushed his teeth, he cleaned his mouth. So what should be the issue? It's still a problem. You know why it's a problem? Because the mouth of a chazer is like what the Gemara calls a graf sharei. We'll see a little bit more about that in other days. It's like a toilet bowl. And as a result, there's a special halacha in Shulchan Aruch related to a toilet that even if it's clean, it doesn't matter. It's still a problem. So the mouth of the chazer is like that. So even if it's solik minahara, that's the chiddush, he has a din of tzaya oiveres. I'm Rabbi Yehuda, sofik tzaya. What if you smell something? Might be tzaya, but you're not 100% sure. So you have a sofik tzaya. What's the halach as relates to all these dinim? Asura, sofik meiraglayim. What if you have a sofik if something's meiraglayim? Mutar. Ikad army, I'm Rabbi Yehuda, sofik tzaya bebalias mutaris. Sofik tzaya in a house is mutar. Because in a house, you assume there's probably no tzaya. But ashba asura. But if it's in an ashba, again, then you assume it probably is, so it's going to be us. Sofik Meir Aglaim, I feel about Ashwin Ami Mutar. So look, you other Rav Amnun. So what's Pshat in this? I mean, what's the difference between Sofik Tsoya and Sofik Meir Aglaim? They're both a problem. So what's the difference? The Gemara says, the difference is Rav Amnun. Rav Amnun, Leyasr Torah, Ela Kineged Amu Bavag. Rav Amnun said that even though Meir Aglaim is a problem in the halachas of Vahoya Machanecha Kadosh, but that's only if it's Kineged Amu Bavag. You can't say Kriyashma, for example, in the presence of someone who's in the middle of the act of urinating. Ukid Rav Yonas. And he based it on something Rabbi Yonason said. Rabbi Yonason Rami, because if it says, V'yati elecha michutz l'machaneh v'yatzas ha-shal mechutz. So this is the pasuk right before the pasuk we began the introduction with this morning. The pasuk, again, talking in Parshas Kisese machan ala vecha, you're going to go fight a war. V'yati elecha michutz l'machaneh v'yatzas ha-shal mechutz. You should have a place, a designated place, where you can go to the bathroom. And then it says, you have to have tools to make sure that after you go to the bathroom, you cover up your mess. Now, one pasuk doesn't say anything about covering up. The other pasuk does say. So what's the difference? So Rabbi Yonis and Rami at Gefreik Dastiro, he asked the contradiction. One pasuk says, just go to the bathroom. Then the pasuk says, V'ksivi yosei tiyelecha, v'goyme v'chisiso esei osecha. Ha-keitzad must be kam b'gdoilim, kam b'ktanim. Almost, you see from the ktanim liyosra Torah. Ktanim itself is not a problem. You just have to make sure you have a designated place. Don't urinate in the presence of people. That's an issue of v'hoye machanecha kodesh. Kineged ha'amud. But if you're urinated already, the fact that it's lying on the ground, that's not a problem. Okay, stating that, okay, this is all on the biblical level. Midday Rabbanon, however, it's aser to say Kriyat Shema in the presence of Meir Aglaim as well. Even though the Rabbanon said it's a problem, they always said it's a problem if you're in the presence of Vaday Meir Aglaim, not if you're in the presence of Safik Meir Aglaim. That's a long-winded way of saying it's a Safik de Rabbanon, which is Lakula. You have to know why this language. Says the Gemara, Ubevada, not Kama. Okay, so we said that even though Midday Raisa, it's okay to say Kriyat Shema in the presence of Meir Aglaim. The Rabbanon said, only Vaday, not Safik. Okay, what's the shit? Meaning, if somebody urinates a day later, it's still a problem. I mean, there must be a gvul to the shir. What's the gvul? The Gemara is going to discuss the gvul of Meir Aglaim and the gvul of Tzaya, and this is certainly very technical. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Mashmul. Rabbi Yehuda said the name Mashmul, calls man she mat fichin. As long as if somebody would touch the Meir Aglaim, he would become wet. I mean, it's so wet that it has an ability to be matfiach, it can make something else wet. That's a problem. Okay, now, even if it dried a little bit, meaning it doesn't have the ability to be matfiach, it can't make anything wet. But if it's rishumam nicker, you look at the floor, you could tell that somebody just urinated there, that would be enough for it to be a problem. So Rabbi Yosef heard what Geneva said. He said, the Eibishter should be Michael Geneva, the Achroinim and the Rishonim sometimes used this expression when they felt somebody said something that was completely out of line. This is where it comes from. So he said, Sharli Mar Ligniva, Hashem should forgive Geniva. Why? Hashta Tsoya Amar Rav Yudah Marav Kivich Kamrupana Mutter. Even Tsoya, which we said is Asamidei Raisa, which we said is even Muchamer. Rav Yudah said in the name of Rav that once it's Karmupana, once it changed a little bit its appearance, even though it's for sure Rishumay Nikr, the halach is its mutter, Samei Raglayim should be mutter at an earlier stage. Meaning, Geneva said that Meir Aglayim, if it's Rishumay Nikr, it's going to be a problem. You see, even Tsoya at an earlier stage than that becomes mutter. Amalei Abaya. So Abaya told Rav Yosef, why are you dismissing Geneva because of that braisa? I have another braisa. Maybe Geneva held like this braisa. Which braisa? That no remains aser even if it's hard like an earthenware keli. What's an example of tzoya kecheres? If you throw it, the piece of tzoya, it wouldn't crumble. If you would roll it, it wouldn't crumble. If it's at that stage, it's still going to be aser, which is a much later stage. So maybe you can even help not tzoya remains aser for much longer. So you can't ask this question. How does it stem with Meir Aglayim? Amar Rabina, have a kohen come to Rabbi Yehuda Midifti. I was once in front of Rabbi Yehuda Midifti. He saw tzoya. Amar Lisa, he told me, Ayin, take a look. What should I inspect? E karmu panel, Eli. Take a look if it reached this shear of karmu panel. By the way, is a shear you find in halacha when it comes to baking, right? If something was karmu panel, it's a shear afia. Here you have it as a shear tzoya. Ikadami sobsay hachi amale. He told him ayin imafloy afluye. Go see if it has cracks in it. So may havi Allah. So we just threw out a couple of different shiurim tzoya may raglayim. What's the bottom line? Says the Gemara, Itmar, Tzoya, Kicheres. Tzoya, Kicheres. Amema, Amra, Asura, Marzutra, Mamuteres. If it's like Kicheres, according to Amema, it's also according to Marzutra, Smota, Amra, Rava. Rava said, Hilchasa, Tzoya, Kicheres, Asura, Umeira, Glayim, Kolzman, Shematfichim. So Tzoya is Osir, literally, even if it's still Kicheres, that's a later shir. Meira, Glayim, being that it's only Osir Midrabanon, it has to be wet. How wet? Wet enough that if something comes in contact with it, it too will become wet. Meisavei, mei raglayim, kol zman shematfichin, asurim. As long as it has the ability to make something wet, it's awesome. Nivlu, what if it was absorbed by the ground? A yafshu, or it dried. Mutar, it's going to be mutar. Says the Gemara, my lab, doesn't it sound like Nivlu dum yudayafshu? And my yafshu, just like when it dries, ein rishumam nikr, you can't see it anymore. Af nivlu de ein rishumam nikr. So the Gemara is asking a stira to this halacha that Meir Aglayim is a problem only calls manche matfichin from the safe of this brisa. So again, this is a little technical. Meir Aglayim in the resha says the brisa calls manche matfichin asurim, which sounds like exactly the halacha that we just came out with. So, really, if the Braisa wanted to take a positive approach, we could have a glass half full approach. We could have said, Tanya Kavosa. No, we said just the opposite. We're asking a kasha from the Sefer. What does the Sefer say? Nivlu, oh, Yavshu, Mutarim. And it sounds like, Ashtakal Torah, Nivlu, Dumlu, the Yavshu. Yavshu is Ein Rishumam Nikr. So, to Nivlu is Ein Rishumam Nikr. Ha Rishumam Nikr, it's going to be Yasser, even if it's not Matfichim. So, you see, even though Afagafte Matfichim, the Gemara says, Ulitamech, why are you asking a question from the Sefer, Eimer Resha, supported from the Resha, calls Manche Matfichin Huda Aser Harishumam Nikar Shari Elam Yehal Lekel Mishmaminos. Obviously, you can't prove anything from this Brisa because this Brisa needs a Chasure Mechsura. It needs reconstructive surgery because at first glance, you look at this Brisa, the Resha says one way, and the Sefer says another way. So you can't prove anything from this. Not a Raya, not a Kasha. Leiba Ketanoi Kalisha Nishbechubi Ben Meir Aglayim. If you have a Keli that was used for Meir Aglayim and now there's no Meir Aglayim in it anymore, also Likras Kriyashma Kenem. You can't say Kriyashma. Why not? So we're talking about a kli that's miyuchid for Meir Aglayim. That's like the mouth of the chazer. That's like the toilet bowl, literally. So as a result, it's a problem. It's a problem because it's something that's miyuchid for Meir Aglayim. You can never say kriyishma, even if it's kli. Well, Meir Aglayim, what about Meir Aglayim itself? Shenishpachu, if it's spilled out, nivlu, mutter lay nivlu as. If it was absorbed in the ground, it's mutter. It wasn't absorbed, it's as. Rabbi Yossi says, kol zman shematfich. No, it depends on, is it wet enough that it has an ability to make something elsewhere? It says the word, my nivlu, my loy nivlu. What's the Tanakama Shita? Tanakama said, Nivlu Mutter Lai Nivlu As. Rabbi Yossi Shita, we know. That's the Shita we've been talking about. Kol's Man Shemat Fichen. But the Tanakama had a different Shita. It depends on Nivlu. It says, Ilemi Nivlu. Does Nivlu mean the Ein Matfichen doesn't have an ability to make something wet? Lai Nivlu means the Matfichen has an ability to make something wet. Rabbi Yossi, Ilemi Kol's Man Shemat Fichen Muda Asa Harishum of Nikashari. So then what's Rabbi Yossi arguing? It's Rabbi Yossi. I'm the Tanakama. Meaning, if the Tanakhama meant matvichim aloy matvichim, then the Tanakhama Rav Yosi is saying the same thing. They're just saying it differently. But at the end of the day, they're saying the same thing. So that can't be the machloikis. Elo, what must be the Tanakhama saying? Nivlu the ein rishum amnikar. Nivlu means where you don't see the roishim any even. Loy nivlu the rishum amnikar. Va'aser Rav Yosi lemeimar calls matchim matvichim udaaser harishum amnikar shari. So it sounds like then the machloikis between the Tanakhama and Rav Yosi are these two shitas that we've been discussing. So it says the Gemara lemer ketanai. Meaning after all this. Is this discussion really a machlokes tanoim? But the Gemara says, "Loi the kuli alma calls matcha matvichim udaaser rishum amnikar." Could be everybody holds that rishum amnikar would be mutter, and at the very least, it would have to be so present the meiraglayim that it has an ability to make something wet. What then is the machlokes between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yosi? The hocha betoifeach al menas lehatfiach ikabeinayo. The Tanakhama was not being more machmer. The Tanakhama was being more mekel. He said that the only time Meir HaGlayim has an ability to be a problem is if it's so wet that it can make something else wet. But one more step. That thing should be so wet that it could make something else wet as well. As to be toifeach al menas latvich, that the thing it comes in contact with won't just become wet, but it'll have an ability to go weiter, to give it over one more Madrego. Rabbi Yossi said, no, as long as it's called mancha matfichim, that's enough, even if it's not teifeach, amanas lahatfiach, excel. Yorech, yorad litboil, im yochol la'ale. So the Gemara is going to interrupt the theme of the daf for a few brief moments. So the Mishnah discussed the halacha of a Balkari. A Balkari who, because of the takonas Ezra, is not supposed to say Krishma, is not supposed to daven, he's not even supposed to learn unless he goes to the mikvah. So what happens if Valkyrie went to the mikvah, Yorah Litval, and now he realizes that it's already Zman Kriyishma. So what should he do? Im yochel lalois uleskaseis velikreis atchaloi tehea netzachabi alvi eskasev yikra. If he can get up with enough time to cover himself and to say Kriyishma before netzachama, he should do it. But if netzachama is going to, meaning then he should get up. But if netzachama is going to pass, then just say Kriyishma in the mikvah. Meaning, it sounds like this cutoff point, as it relates to whether it is Zman Kriyishma, not Zman Kriyishma, you have enough time to get dressed, is it Netzachama or is it not Netzachama? It's very to Gemara. Soif Zman Kriyishma, Shal Shachris, is Netzachama? That's not the Zman. Lema Tana Stomach, Rebbe Eliezer. It would sound like this is a Stam Mishnah, like Rebbe Eliezer. The Omar who said, we're Le'il Daftes Amid Ve'ez, Adan Netzachama. Rebbe Eliezer had a very big Chiddush. Rebbe Eliezer has a Chiddush as far as the Soif Zman Kriyishma Shal Arvis at Soif Ashmura Rishayna. Rebbe Eliezer also has a Chiddush as far as the Soif Zman Kriyishma Shal Shachris. He said, up until Netzachama, that's the Soif Zman. It sounds like from the Mishnah that's the issue over here. Right? Could you make it? You have enough time before Netzach? Was Netzach to do with anything? Verses on. Philo Temi Rabbi Yeshua. Vidilma ki Vasikin. Maybe this Yid wants to do Vasikin. The Amir Rabbi Yochanan, Vasikin, are you going to Noisav and Netzachama? The Vasikin, they would finish Kriyishma before Netzachama. Then there'd be Soimach Gulu Tfilo, and they would say Shvet Esrei right with the Netzachama. The point is, if this Yid wants to be makbid on Vasikin, he doesn't have time to get dressed. He had to go to the mikvah, Tfilas Ezra. And he doesn't have time to say Kriyishma like a mensch, to do it properly. You're makbid on Vasikin? Say Kriyishma in the mikvah? It's okay. So that you should be able to say Kriyishma. So that you should be able to get Vasikin. The Chafetz Chaim, in his Bir Halacha, in Mishnah Brura, in Simen Nun Ches, says, that hazeir and likreis kevasikin. People that are careful, they have a chumra, they daven vasikin. Mutan likreis ulespal biyichidi and eim lahem minyan. So what happens if you're makbid to daven with vasikin, you couldn't find a vasikin minyan. So is it better to daven vasikin, or is it better to daven with a minyan? So he doesn't say what's better, but he says mutan likreis ulespal biyichidi. It's certainly okay. And he qualifies it as zekirin likreis kevasikin. So someone that's careful, he davens vasikin, and now he doesn't have a minion. If he wants to daven biyichidus, it's okay. How do I know that? Says the Mishnah Brura of the Bir Halacha. Because ugdoilu mizem muchach b'mishnah brachas afchav veiz amid veiz. I learned it from a Mishnah. The Mishnah says yorad litboil v'chulu ayin shop. Somebody went to the mikvah tefilas Ezra, and now he realizes it's coming. Saves my kriyish, but it's coming neitzachama. And what does it say there? Da afilu im ein leitfilim beis hahi gamkein afilu hachi yizar. The Gemara is talking about a person who wants to daven vasikin. You don't have to daven vasikin. He wants to daven vasikin, and it's okay to say kriyishma in the mikvah. Says the Be'er Lach, I have a problem. You know what the problem is? You're not supposed to say kriyishma without tefillin. It's kameid the sheker. So afraid to Be'er Lach, how could you do it? The Teretz says vasikin is so chashuv. Vasikin is so chashuv that it's better to daven vasikin, even though you're going to end up saying kriyishma. Even though you're going to end up saying kriyishma without. Even though you're going to end up saying kriyishma without your tefillin. And by the way, is there a mikvah there? You're in the mikvah. Where's your minion? Where's your minion? You have a minion? Stamos like, where's your minion? The whole idea of Vasikin is Krishma. And then Davin Shmaya, the Rishonim talk about this already. But the bottom line is, Azai Zok Debe Alacha, so he says, if you're allowed for Vasikin to say Krishma without your tefillin, certainly it should be okay to Davin Yechidas. So that's what the Be'er Alacha says. Stating that, the Vilna Goyen in the Meiser Rav, and this is Ois Chof Hei. Lehispalul shachris kivasikin. The Vilna Goyen held that you should daven kivasikin. Ubelvad im minyan asara dafka. But it said you should only daven with a minyan. It's one line in the Meiser Rav, not like what the Bir Halacha comes out. Vare liboy roya es vimlav yiskasa b'may v'yichud. Mishnah said, so this yid now is in the mikvah. He wants to daven kivasikin and he wants to say kriyishma. Freak the Gemara, how are you saying kriyishma? I don't understand. L'chura vare liboy roya sa'erva. So, aren't you exposed? So the Mishnah said already, you should cover yourself. You should be submerged under or yiskasa b'mayim. But the problem is, Liba is going to be roya sa'erva. Amar Rav Elazar, v'yitei m'ravacha bar'abba, baracha mishum Rabbeinu, in the name of Rabbeinu. Rabbeinu is Rav, by the way. B'mayim achurin shanu d'damu ka'aris michtash la'yiliba b'erva. Meaning, the way this works, what if you're in a mikvah, so you have all the Liba roya sa'erva issues. The Teretz is, it was talking about, it was muddy a little bit, the water. Being that it's muddy, so that's covering your guf. That's a mechitza. There's no problem of libereisef. If somebody has ma'im sul, he's in a clear mikvah. He could sit there at savaroi and he could say kriyasha. No, if it's clear water, it's a problem. So what you should do is you should try to get some dirt from the bottom of the mikvah to mix together with the water, and then it's okay. Faith to Gemara, Tanakama says just yeshiv behem at savaroi vare libay roya serva. Why are you not worried about libay roya serva? So the Gemara says kosovar libay roya serva mutter. We saw already that sheet. In the beginning of the daf, we had a manama that said libay roya serva is not a problem. But the Gemara says vare akevay roya serva. What about your heels? Your heels shouldn't be able to see the erva. So who said anything about akevay roya serva? You think libay roya serva, the lave, it's a chosh of a organ, but akevay? Why? What's the problem if akev is roya erva? So Rashi says, kol ever she'in darkoi liray seso erva, v'roya oisa ba'oisa shah, karina ba'layir b'cha erva's davar. So good, daitach anyways. That's what the Gemara thinks. The Gemara thinks that any Eved that does usually see the Erva should be a problem. So the Gemara says, okay, kasavra akeve royas erva mutter. If liba royas erva is mutter, presumably akeve royas erva is also mutter. Itmar akeve royas erva mutter. Negeya. What if your akev is touching the erva? It's not royas erva, it's touching. Abai yama aser, rava amar mutter. Rav zvid masli la lahosh maita hachi. Rav chine breda, rav ikim masli la hachi. Rav Zvid had the first version. Reb Chinen has the version that we're about to say now. That is the Geya Divrei HaKol Aser. If it's touching, everyone holds it's Aser. Roya Abaya Ma'aser, Rava Ma'muter. Why Rava say Muter? Because Leinit Natar L'Malachi Asher. It's too shchiach that this is going to happen. And Leinit Natar L'Malachi Asher. It's Vehilchasa, Negeya Aser, Roya Muter. Amar Rava, Tsoya Ba'ashashis Muter. If you have Tsoya, it's in your Dalet Amos. It's in your presence. But it's covered by glass. So it's covered by a piece of glass. It's mutter likras kriyish makinekta. Erva bashashis, if you have an erva that's covered by something clear, also likras kriyish makinekta. Tzaya bashashis, mutter likras kriyish makinekta. Tzaya bikisu italia milsa. Because what is tzaya italian? What does it say in the Torah? It says, v'chafarta ba, v'shafta, v'chisisa seyosecha. You covered it. V'ha michasya. Erva bashashis, asa likres kriyish makinekta. Why? Because v'la yira b'cha erva stava amarachmana, v'ha michasya. Here it's totally in kisa, you have a kisa. Here it's totally in seeing it. And lemaisa, you can see, amra habaya tzaya kolshu, mevatla b'roik. If you have a little bit of tzaya, just a little bit, so you can be mevatla it, like bittel b'roik. How you mevatla? You take a little bit of saliva, you put it on top of it, it's mevatla the tzaya. Amarova b'roik ava. It has to be thick roik, otherwise you won't be able to mevatla it. Assuming it doesn't smell. Amarova, tzaya beguma, if you have tzaya in a ditch, maniach sandali, you're allowed to put your foot on top of it. What if the tzoya is attached to your foot? Do you say kriyishma with tzoya on your foot? Teku. Amar Rav Yehuda akum aruv. Also likris kriyishma. So he said that you're not allowed to say kriyishma in the presence of erva. What if the erva is of a non-Jew? is it okay or is it not okay? So Rabbi Yehuda said, Akum Arum, Asu Likreis Kriyashma Kinecta. Says the Gemara, Mayir Ya Akum, Afil Yisrael Nami. Well, why an Akum? The Gemara says, no, Yisrael, Pshitalei Dasa. We know Yisrael's Aser. La Yir Becha Erevas Dover. That's the theme of the Daf. Ela Akum, it's Trichalei. There's a Chiddush by an Akum. Now, the time I would have thought, Hoylik Sivbu Asha Basar Chamoyrim Sarum. Being that the Pasuk equates the Akum to Chamoyrim, Asha Psar Chamoyrim Besarum, Vizir Masusim Zir Masim. A Pasuk that's quoted throughout Shas with many halachic ramifications. So I would thought this is another halacha that's learned from there. Maybe it's like a chamar. And just like it's pashit, that the erva of an animal is not called erva regarding the halacha of a lo yir b'cha erva's davar, even though gili arayas with an animal is a problem, but at the same time, it's not an erva for this halacha, so you would think the erva of a non-Jew is not an erva, kamash b'lan de'inu nami ikru erva, that a non-Jew is also called erva. And how do you know that? It's a pasuk of the Torah, dechsiv. It says, by noyach, the erva saviyam loy roho. And noyach wasn't a yid, in fact, noyach's children, B'nei Noach is the term that we use to refer to non-Jews. And the pasuk over there, after Noach got drunk, but ve'erva saviyom lo'iroho, so you see that the Torah referred to it as erva. One more gemara. V'le'iskas lo'i b'mayim aron, v'lo'i b'mei ha'mishra, atchiyat lo'sai ha'mayim. So the Mishnah said that if you're going to say kriyishma, and your body is submerged underwater, so you have to make sure the water is clean. Meaning, it can't be Mayim Ron, just dirty water, nor can it be water that was used to soak flax. Unless you put water in it. Meaning it sounds like if you'd add clean water to it, then you could be Mavak. It says, Vakama, Maya, Rami Vazel. It's a question. How much water are you supposed to put there? Meaning, how do you give me Mavak? You're in a mikvah. You give me Mavak the mikvah? It's too much water. Elohim Kamala, Yiskas, Levi Mayim Ron, Levi Mayim Mishra Klal. Meaning, there's no Eitzah. Chasure Mechzera, Vahachik Tani. Insert the following words. Umei Raglayim, Acheyat L'Soichon Maya V'Yikra. Mei Raglayim, then. That's a much smaller amount. If you add water to it, it's going to be a good. Tanur, Kami Yit L'Soichon Maya. How much water? Kolshu, a little bit. Rav Zakim, Rav Zakim says, Revi, you have to add a Revias. Am Rav Nach, Machloikis L'Basai. The Machloikis is where first you had the Mei Raglayim, and then afterwards you're adding water. Ava B'Tchilo, let's say first you had water, and then that Mei Raglayim is being added to the water. Kolshu, a little, every, then it, as long as you had a little bit of clean water, any Mei Raglayim that comes in afterwards will be bottle. Rav Yosef, Am Rav Yosef said, Machloikis L'Katchilo, Aleph L'Vis. No, the machlokes was only lekatchila. The b'seir holds revius. I'm only Rav Yosef. The shamoy isolated the revius of the mic Rav Zaka. He wanted a revius of water. He said, "Put it here like this. If later you add me raglayim, it'll be okay." But you had to start off with a revius. Why a revius? Because he held like Rav Zakai. One that will stop here. So just a few ha'aris related to today's daf. So number one, the topic of the daf was a pasuk in Parashas Ki Tse, where it says in the Torah, V'chisisa seyosecha, forward, v'hoya machanecha kadosh, v'loyir b'cha ervas dover, we learn two halachas. Number one, v'hoya machanecha kadosh means, v'chisisa seyosecha, any dover shal b'ktusha, you have to cover the tzaya. It can't be in the presence of tzaya. Number two, v'loyir b'cha ervas dover. We also saw in the Gemara that the Gemara was medayik, the loshon of the pasuk. By tzaya, it says, v'chisisa es seyosecha. The tzaya has to be covered. When it comes to erva, it just says, v'lo yira b'cha erva es davar. It's enough that you don't physically see it. Another thing that we saw in the daf was that when it comes to tefillah, there's a higher standard. Meaning, even though davish ha-biktusha seems to incorporate everything, learning, kriyishma, shmeinesre, no, tefillah is on a higher standard. For tefillah, it's not enough to not be roya esa erva. For tefillah, you have to make sure that even your lathe is covered. But achiyachase es libay. And what was the reason for it? Rashi said, because tefillah tzorichu laharei says atzmai, ko'oymed lefnei amelech, v'lamoy be'emo. Kriyishma enu medaber lefnei amelech. When you're davening Shmoyne Esrei, you're standing in the presence of the king. When you're saying kriyishma, you're just being mekabel, but you're not physically in the presence of the king. And for that reason, the standards are different. The Rambam brings this halach in his Yad Chazaka, in Hilchas Tefillah, Perek Dalet Halacha Zayin, Kisui Ha'erva Ketzad, Afal Pisha Kisa Erva Asoy, so this is in Hilchas Tefillah. So he's describing the laws of Kisui Ha'erva, because of V'lo Yiru B'cha Erva Zdavar V'hoyim Ha'chanecha Kadosh, but not in the context of Krishma, in the context of Shmoyne Esrei. Afal Pisha Kisa Erva Asoy, Kederek Shemachasa L'Krishma, says the Rambam, even if you covered yourself already in a way where it's appropriate to say Krishma, Lo Yispal, you shouldn't daven yet, Achi Yechasa Esliboy, unless you're Mechasa Yolei. What's the Makar? Brachas Tav Chofei Amar Aleph. This halacha right here, the Brisker of, in the Griz al HaTorah in Parashas Bereishis says a Dover Nifla based on this very simple halacha that we just learned. So we're all familiar with the beginning of Sefer Bereishis. Hashem told Adam and Chava, Mikol Eitz Hagan Ochel Teichel. If you want, you could eat from all the trees that are in Gan Eden. However, from the Eitz Hadas Tov V'Ra, that you're not allowed to eat. The Nachash, Chava, Adam, they all ate from the Eitz Hadas. The Pasuk says, after Adam and Chava ate from the Eitz Hadas, Vatipokachno Einishne, they opened up their eyes. Vayedu, and they realized Kei Rumim Hein. They realized that they weren't wearing clothing. Vayisperu Alei Te'ena. So they quickly sewed Alei Te'ena. They took leaves of a fig tree. They sewed it together. Vayasu lehem chagurois. And they made clothing. But chagurois is clothing that covers you from the waist down. Vayishmu as koyel Hashem alekim asalich began. L'ruachayim. And all of a sudden they hear a koyel Hashem. The Eibush is coming. Vayishabe ha'adam v'ishtoim b'pnei Hashem alekim. And they quickly went ahead and they hid. B'toich eitzagan. Vayikra Hashem alekim ala Adam. And Hashem calls out to Adam. Vayoyim eloi. And he says, Ayeka. Adam, where are you? Ayeka, Echo. Vayoymer. And Adam Arishin turns to Hashem and says, As kol choshamati bagan, I heard your voice. I heard you coming. Va'ira, and I was scared. And I hid. You know why? Ki erem anoichi. Because I realized I'm not properly dressed. Va'echave. And I went ahead and I hid. Vayoymer. So Hashem tells Adam, Mi higid l'cho ki erem. How do you know you're not dressed? Who told you? Ha'minoyetz Hashem tzivisicha levuchti achol bimenu achalta. Did you eat from the Eitz Hadas that I told you not to eat from? Vayoymer Adam. What does Adam say? Ha'isha shenosato. Nothing. I did. But it wasn't my fault. It's my wife's fault. He nasnali minoyetz v'aychal. And the rest is history. Break the brisker up two questions. He says, number one, he says, I understand. Adam Arishoy. He was Yetzir Kap of Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He made a mistake. He did something wrong. He realized he did something wrong. All of a sudden, he hears Hashem coming. So he hides. What? He thought he could hide from Hashem, right? Your child, he hides from you. He hears you coming. He's doing something he shouldn't be doing. So quickly hides in the closet. Shh, don't make a peep. You know, Hashem's coming. What does that mean? Oh, the Marishans hiding in Gan Eden? What does that even mean? And by the way, says the Brisker Rav, it sounds like from the Psukim that Hashem never called out Adam for that. He didn't have a problem with that. Kilu, he understood why he was hiding. That wasn't what he said. What did Hashem? Ayoymer, mi higid l'chaki erimata. You know what Hashem, he said, Adam, this is what you do? You hide from me? What are you, undermining me on that level? You think I don't see you hiding underneath the tree? He didn't say that. That's what he should have said. Mi higid l'chaki erimata. Haminoitz Hashem tzivisicha levilti achol mimenu achalta. So the Brisker Rav said, Vaistois, Adam Arisha was right for hiding. And Adam Arishan certainly wasn't a fool. So what was the pshat? He says, O inyon mevuer, I'll repeat the Gemara that we just learned. The Gemara says that when a person daven Shmoyed Esrei, he has to make sure that not only his erva is covered, but he has to make sure that chasas liboy, his heart is covered as well. Adam Arishan ate from the Eitz Hadas, and as soon as he ate from the Eitz Hadas, he realized that he was Arum. It was Nischadesh Erva at that moment. And he realized, he suddenly came in touch with this reality. So what did he do? He quickly covered his erva, which is fine. For v'layir b'cheirvas dove v'hoyim machenecha kadosh. But as soon as he heard the Eibush to come, v'yishmus koil Hashem alekim nesalich b'agon l'ruach hayoim. So now he's oimei l'fnei ha-melech. So you know what he did? V'yishchab be'odav ishtoi. He hid. Why did he hide? M'pnei Hashem alekim. Because he was in the presence of Hashem. And just like when you damage my Esrei, when you oimei l'fnei ha-melech, you have to hide. He realized that it's not enough the alei te'eno that we have, these chaguros. Yeah, that's good. Stamazoi. But if you oimei l'fnei ha-melech, it's achi chases liboy. And that's why the Eibushter understood why he was hiding. He wasn't hiding to hide. Of course he wasn't hiding from Hashem. This was being mekayim this halacha in Shulchan Aruch, that when you oimei l'fnei ha-melech achi chases liboy, and the Eibushter never said anything about that. His title was something else. Erva? What's up that? What is erva? Oh, you ate from the eitz that you weren't supposed to eat. That's what the Brisker Rav says in his Griz al HaTorah in Parashas Bereishis. That's the first aura. Second aura is that we mentioned the halacha that a Talmud Chacham is also loy lamoid b'makam atinoifes. That a Talmud Chacham is not even allowed to stand in a makam atinoifes. Why not? Because we're afraid that he's going to be mahara in the very Torah. Lefishi efshel loy lamoid b'lihira Torah. Because Rabbi Yochanan said b'chom makam mutal lahara b'divrei Torah chutz mi beis hamerchetz u mi beis hakis. You're allowed to be Mahara B'divrei Torah anywhere you want, with the exception of a Beis Akise or a Beis HaMerchitz. That line of Rabbi Yochanan is brought down in Shulchan Aruch. The Mechaber in Eirachayim, Simen Pehe Sif Cotton Beis. Afilu Lahara B'divrei Torah, also bebeisach kisei ubebeisach merchitz ubemakim hatinoifetz. You can't even think in learning if you're in a beisach kisei, if you're in a beisach merchitz, or if you're in a makim hatinoifetz. The Gemara in Masechtas Megillah Daf Chof Chesam Aleph, and this is also a Gemara Masechtas Tainis Daf Chof Amud Beis, says Shalu es Rab Zeira. The Talmidim of Rab Zeira asked Rab Zeira, "B'maharach the Yomim, what did you do to merit to have a Riches Yomim?" So apparently Rab Zeira had a Riches Yomim, and the Talmidim of Rab Zeira asked Rab Zeira, "B'maharach the Yomim?" Amar Lemsi told him, "I took upon myself a bunch of chumras like his Rebbe Rav did. He said, Miyomai lo yikpadeti b'soich beisi. I never got angry in my house. V'lo yotzaadeti b'fnei misha gadol b'menu. I never walked in front of someone that was bigger than me. V'lo yirharti b'mevoyis hametunafos. I never thought of learning if I was in an unclean place. V'lo yalachti dalan amis b'lei toyer b'lei tefillin. V'lo yasham." A whole list. One of the things Rav Zeira told us Talmidim was, I believe the reason I merited Arichas Yomim is because V'loi Hirharti B'mevoyis HaMetunafes. Frank the Rajba, Rav Zeira had Arichas Yomim because he wasn't Mahara B'divrei Torah B'mevoyis HaMetunafes. We just learned the halacha. B'chol Mokam, you're allowed to be Mahara B'divrei Torah anywhere except for a Beis HaKisei and a Beis HaMerchitz, and it's brought down right here in Shulchan Aruch. In Eirach Chaim Simen Pei Eis of Cotton Beis, Afilu Lahara B'divrei Torah, Ase B'Beis HaKisei U'B'Beis HaMerchitz. So the Rajba is one line, which ordinarily is hard to fully get, but after learning this morning's daf, we'll get it. Says the Rashba, V'loi hirharti b'mavoyis hametunafois. Mistabra, da have a sphere like Rabbi Yochanan, the shari, v'hayne revuse. Mistami held like Rabbi Yochanan, who holds its mutter, and that was the chiddush. Rabbi Yochanan's one that said it's awesome. Rabbi Yochanan said, b'chol. What does he mean? After we learned through the sugya, Rabbi Yochanan said that you're allowed to say Kriyashma even, not just Torah. Kriyashma, if you're walking through Mevayis HaMetunafos. When you're walking, he looked, then it's going to be okay. Says Dr. Birke Yosef right here in Siman Pei. Hey, that's what the Rashba meant. He meant that there's a tzad in the sugya we learned this morning where Rabbi Yochanan came out that it's mutter. So Rabbi Zeira held that Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Zeira held that Mahalich is mutter, and that was the chiddush, lo yirharti b'mavoyis hametunafos, meaning even though he was walking, where he could have even said Kriyashma as long as he covers his mouth, but this was a chumri yisera, he was never maharib b'divrei Torah. The chidah, in his Pirish on Sefer Chassidim, says a different time. So this is the Chidah in Birkei Yosef. This is the Chidah in his Pirish on Sefer Chassidim. It's called Bris Oivam. The Moisid Rav Kook, Sefer Chassidim, has it on the bottom. And the Sefer Chassidim, the Magen Avraham brings it already here in Siman Pei Hei, says that even though the Mechaber says, Afilu Lahara B'divrei Torah, also B'Beis HaKisei B'Beis HaMerchitz. However, let's say someone's in a Beis HaKisei, he's in a Beis HaMerchitz, and he has a Machshav of Arayis. So a Machshav of Arayis pops into his head. So he's allowed to be Mahara B'Divrei Torah to try to get that Machshav of Arayis to go away. I'll read the Sefer Chassidim inside. V'm Adam B'Merchitz, if someone's in a Beis HaMerchitz, Oy B'Makam Ati Noifitz, V'Havas Isha Nechneses B'Liboy, Oy Oyveres L'Fonov, Yahara B'Divrei Torah. He should think in learning. Ki divrei Torah yofim l'tayr halev miyetzahara. Because divrei Torah is good to purify a person's heart from divrei Torah. The Rambam famously says in the end of Hilchos Yisurei Biya, when he talks about arayas and what a person should do to try to get away from it. Yisera mikol zoy samru. Yifana atzmei umachshavti l'divrei Torah. V'yarchiv dayutei b'chochma she machsheves arayas miskaberes elo b'leiv ponui menachochma. The Belt says that's why the Gemara says, Ponuya Bala Pnuya. If someone that's not married marries, does a Maisus Nus with someone that's not married, what's it referred to in Shas? It doesn't say Bacher Abba. Ponuya Bala Pnuya. What's this Lashon Ponuy? So the Velt says, because the only time a person will come to that is if he's a Leif Ponuy Menachachma, the Lashon HaRambam, in the end of Hilchas Yisurei Biya. But that's this Sefer Chassidim. Sefer Chassidim says, if a person has a Machshav of Arayas, he says he should think and learn it. Ki Divrei Torah Yofim L'tar HaLevi. Says the Sefer Chassidim, "Va'afal pisha b'chol mokim mutar laharich chutz b'beis hamerchitz b'beis hakisei laharfrish adam in avera mutar." Says the Chidah right here, "Va'al pizev shadahin revusin de Reb Zeira." Maybe that was pshat in Reb Zeira Megill Daf Chof Ches. Sh'om avloyer harti b'mavoyis hametunafos. V'hikshu ala my revuse v'aloy isach chomer lahar de b'etayr b'mavoyis hametunafos. Ulufi divi Rabbeinu yeshloy mar dahin revuse de me oylam loy hirer iser da oz hayem mutar lahar b'de b'etayr. Never had a hirer of avera. He was never a leif ponim and a chochman. As a result, he never had to come to Akhtar. We'll just end with one ha'ara that's related to some of the ha'aras we've spoken about recently. And that is a Gemara Masechta Zvachim Daf Daf Kufbeis, we went through this together when we learned Masech Tezvachim, where the Gemara brings a halacha that one of the Amoraim said in a Beis Akise. Take a look at Zvachim Daf Chabez Amar Aleph, where Amoraim said, I heard it from someone else. Where? Rav said, I heard it from Rav Shimon Alaz, I think it was. Or maybe it was Rav Lozman, Rav Shimon. He said, I heard it in a Beis Akise. Where's a Beis Akise? Yeah, you can't be mad. This is our sugya. How could you talk and learning in a Beis Akise? And the Gemara says, Lu'untza shayni. Over there it was an oinus. Now, the Gemara over there is discussing halacha of Tfulyam. It's a perik Tfulyam in Masach Tzvachim, a real kachem halacha. That halacha is brought down in Yerushalmi. We spoke this out then. It's brought down in Yerushalmi right here in the third parak of Masach Tzvachim. But it's a little bit more Bahar Chava. Is it okay to be Mahar in a Beis Akise? Chizki Yama Mutter. Chizki said it's Mutter. Rabbi Yossa, Omer, Yud Samach Aleph, this is Yerushalmi, said it's Aser. Omer Rab Zeira said, Kol Savar Koshi Dahavali. Anytime I was learning a Shveres Sugya, Taman Savirte. I used to come up with the pshat in the bathroom. He says, the best thinking I ever did was in the bathroom. I'm reading in Yerushalmi. Om Rab Zeira. Kol Sover Koshi Dahavali Taman Savirt. Who is Rab Zeira? You know, in Shas, in Talmud Babel, we have Rab Zeira. Zion Yud Reisha Aleph. In Yerushalmi, there was a Yid Rab Zeira. Now, Rab Zeira is mentioned in Talmud Bavli as well. But sometimes there's a Reb Zeira that's mentioned throughout Talmud Yerushalmi. Zion Ayin Yud Reish Aleph. The Seyda Hadairis, Bichil Halperin, says under Reb Zeira, he says like this, Veda, ki Reb Zeira be Bavli, Reb Zeira in Bavli, koira oise be Yerushalmi Zeira. It was called Reb Zeira in Yerushalmi. And by the way, we know Reb Zeira lived in Bavel. He also went to Eretz Yisrael. It's a Gemara in Megillah Davav. It's a Gemara in Ksubas Daf Kof Yod. Reb Zeira, it's a Gemara in Perakas Leichas HaPoelim that he fasted. So Reb Zeira, we know, lived in Bavel and he lived in Eretz Yisrael. He's from the Amiram that spent a lot of time in Bavel and a lot of time in Eretz Yisrael. So it would make sense that he would be from the Chachmei Talmud Bavli and from the Chachmei Talmud Yerushalmi. Says the Seyd Adoris, in Kain Anim Sopik, Zeira Hanisko be Yerushalmi. Who Rab Zeira Bebir? Is he for sure Rab Zeira? Or Ktsasan who Rab Zeira? Or maybe sometimes he's Rab Zeira. Uktsasan who Zeira Sheshmai Zeira Hanisko be Bavli. Nice Chakira. In Bavli we have Rab Zeira Zayin Yud Reish Aleph, and we have Rab Zeira Zayin Ayin Yud Reish Aleph. In Yerushalmi we have a Rab Zeira that throughout Talmud Yerushalmi. So he says it's mistaber that the Reb Zeira that's throughout Talmud Yerushalmi is the same Reb Zeira that's throughout Talmud Bavli. Maybe not. Maybe it is sometimes, for sure sometimes, but maybe sometimes Reb Zeira in Yerushalmi is not Reb Zeira in Talmud Bavli, but rather it's the Reb Zeira that's only sometimes mentioned in Talmud Bavli. It sounds confusing, but it's really not. Now, the Seyd HaDoris, if you really want to get academic, says this under Zeira. Then he has Rab Zeira. So Zeira and Rab Zeira apparently are both mentioned a lot in Yerushalmi. So Rab Zeira Niska b'Medrasos for Yerushalmi Chacham Gadol b'Zman Rabbi Yochanan v'Ulai Hu Anal. Maybe it's just the same. It's Zeira, Rab Zeira, and it's all Rab Zeira. That's a very strong side. He brings up Yosef Asim Kuf Chav Zayin. I have a whole Arichas over here discussing this. So I was thinking, Shalu Talmid of Rab Zeira. It's a Gemara. Megillah Daf Chav Kasa Meral. But Meharach Te Yomim. And what did he say? What did he say? It's a Gemara. For lo yirharti b'mevoyis hametun afoyis. I never thought of learning b'mevoyis hametun afoyis. Here we have a Yerushalmi. Omer Rab Zeira. Kol Sover Koshi Da'avili Taman Savirte. Every Shveres Sugya I went through in the bathroom. I said, how did he do that? It's Sarachim. But that's not our Sugya. It is, but whatever. The point is, you have a stira between Reb Zeira and Reb Zeira. So if you're going to tell me Reb Zeira l'cho, the Reb Zeira l'cho is a shkaikasha. But l'chayra, what if it's the same person? But I'll tell you, I have an Eitzah. And the Eitzah is that this Gemara in Megillah, Daf Chav Chesam and Aleph, is also Gemara Tainus, Daf Chav Amid Beis. If you take a look at Tainus, Daf Chav Amid Beis, so over there, there's two Gersois in the Gemara. If you take a look, there's parentheses, there's little dalits, there's things going on there. Shol Talmidav es Reb Zeira. In fact, in Tainus Daf Chav Amid Beis, Reb Zeira is in parentheses. And it sounds like the right gears is Reb Ada Bar Hava, and it's verbatim our Gemara. Word for word for word for word. Mila b'mila, literally. Every single, to the Kutzei Shul Yod, Amrila b'chani chaser, b'chachi nos, it's the same exact Gemara. If it's Reb Ada Bar Hava, then it's for sure not a problem. But that's not Reb Zeira in the first place.